It's time now for Where's Art here on Northland Morning. Today's Where's Art is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future. And a gal who's got plenty of vision for the future, it's Annie Dugan, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. I'm actually on my way to Ralph Eye Care, so I'm glad you gave me that address.
Amazing.
Really
amazing. So what's going on in the wide and wonderful world of art?
I am so excited. I really have been looking forward to this opening for months. Carolyn Olson is a just phenomenal artist in Duluth, and her work is going to be on the walls of Zeitgeist, the cafe, this evening. There's an opening for her work tonight. Carolyn, when I started as curator, Carolyn was like at the top of my list. Her work is like a hot, spicy casserole in the middle of the coldest day of winter. It just makes you happy. Like, she understands color, she understands form, she's an art teacher, so she understands sort of all of the language of art, and then she mixes all of that up and just combines it with a voice that is specific to this area. Her subjects are, you know, shoveling the walk or baking bread or hanging out and playing music with friends. Like, it makes you feel warm inside. She uses color, which I love seeing color this time of year. Carolyn is, I really honestly cannot say enough nice things about Carolyn's work because it's fabulous. So tonight, make sure that you go and celebrate her amazing voice at Zeitgeist Cafe. Penny Perry is the curator of that space, and she's just been doing a phenomenal job. She's had interesting voices that you don't necessarily see other places. She's had theme shows. I think if anyone's had a dinner at Zeitgeist, they know that the art is up to par. And so congratulations to Penny and to Carolyn for the opening this evening. We're getting ready for a free darkroom open house this weekend at the Duluth Art Institute. Brett Granson and John Sager have been spending the last year overhauling the Duluth Art Institute darkroom. A lot of people don't realize that there is a public darkroom available to the community. It's located on the second floor of the depot. And the two of those guys have gotten things ready to go, and they're doing a series of the first Saturday of the month. They're having open houses to sort of celebrate and get folks interested in the original form of photography. So this Saturday from 12 to 3. It's free and open to the public. Brett is going to be doing cyanotype demonstrations. So, you know, a lot of these processes that Brett is using are, you know, the very original photography, how we actually transformed light into paper and made photographs. So he's going to be demonstrating that from 12 to 3 on Saturday. So definitely come down and see that. And you can kind of talk to him about classes and because there's a lot of opportunities for further engagement and deeper engagement as well. And then I want to mention, you know, there's a lot of volunteer opportunities out there for getting involved in the arts. You know, certainly you can listen to me every Monday morning to know what's going on, but if you really want to get engaged and really want to be part of the art scene, there's fabulous volunteer opportunities. So just at the Duluth Art Institute, and there's ones at Prove Gallery and quite a few other places, but we have, you know, we can match to whatever interests you have. So we have a family day coming up on February 13th, so right before Valentine's Day. There's opportunities if you want to, you know, work with kids and make fun art. There's family days. We're doing a bunch of family activities on President's Day. We always have opportunities at openings. You know, if you are able to put food on cheese on a platter, you're hired to volunteer at our openings. And then right now we have some walls that need to be painted. So just a little plug for volunteering and getting engaged in the arts. You don't necessarily have to be an artist to volunteer. So,
and as we know here at KUMD, volunteers are what keeps the place going when you're talking about a nonprofit. So we'll get some links set up so folks can find out who to contact if they want to pursue some of those volunteer opportunities. And Annie, as always, it's wonderful to talk with you, and drive safely. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan, the host of our Where's Art program right here on Mondays on Northland Morning.